Part 11, Prosperity Series. Today we have Psalm 34, the happiness of those who trust in God. I say again, Psalm 34, the happiness of those who trust in God. And we'll say for the record, my high school football number was 34. And I'm going to read to you the words that stuck out to me. Then I'll read the whole passage of Psalm 34 for you. But I'm focused on prosperity. These are the words that stuck out to me. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And the book of Psalms is where you learn how to worship. So I'm going to learn how to worship. Because worshiping is part of the Christian mandate. So I'm learning how to worship. And so let us exalt his name together. Bring the king his glory. I sought the Lord and he heard me. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. And so here we'll read the whole Psalms passage. Those were the words that stuck out to me for prosperity. The happiness of those who trust in God. It's 22 lines. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack anything. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. So that concludes Prosperity Part 11 in our series on prosperity out of the Bible. We're extracting all the knowledge and wisdom, and I'm sharing it here to all Canadians as I run for Prime Minister 40 years from now in 2066. So I got 40 years to earn your favor, and I just wanted to start the first month out of 2024 by giving you this 11-part series on prosperity. Thank you. Have a great day. Please fill out the constituency form so we can formally become constituents, and I can count on you voting yes 40 years from now. Take care.